进入到新的一个人生的阶段。
As a child, your parents were all you had to survive in this world.
当你们小的时候，你的父母是你所有你需要考虑的。
As a baby, you had very little freedom and no responsibilities.
作为小孩子来说，你没有很少有自由，而且没有很多责任。
Over the last 17 or 18 years, they have trained you and set you on your way.
在过去的十七八年里面，他们逐渐的训练你，给你们准备你们的道路。
Over time, you gain new freedoms and new responsibilities.
慢慢你都得到了更多的自由，也一些新的责任。
You're more and more responsible to make your decisions.
你现在对你们的做的决定要承担更多的责任。
And the decisions that you make will matter.More and more.
的决定你们现在做的将会变得更重要，对你们来说。
So today I want to give you a few passages from the Bible to help you guide through your decisions.
今天我想给你们几段从圣经的经文帮助你们做你们的决定。
So I'm giving this message as an honor for graduating seniors. The principles I give today come from the Bible written for all Christians.
尽管这个信息我今天给的主要是为来给我们的毕业生的，但是同样的原则也会对所有的基督徒都适用的。
The first one is fix your eyes upon Jesus.
第一个是定睛仰望耶稣。
And we just read these verses together. Let me read it in English. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a crowd of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely.And let us run with endurance the race that's set before us. Looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and seated at the right hand of the throne of God.
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去永远缠累我们的罪，诚心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。仰望为我们的信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架上的苦难，并坐在神宝座的右边。希伯来书十二章一到二节。
Every Friday night, I ask the youth group, "How was your week?"
每个星期五的晚上，我都问你们，你们这个星期怎么样
？Most times they all say it's been busy.
很多时候你们都说啊，就很忙嘛。
I'm tired. It's been busy.
我很累，但也很忙。
In some ways, we all run the race.
某种意义上说，我们都是在跑一场赛跑。
We're all running somewhere.
我们要跑向某个地方。
The question to us is, where are we going? Where are you heading?
的问题我要问的是，我们到往哪里跑呢？
If you look at these verses, the race before us is already set.
如果你看到这些经文，你们看到这个我们这个奔跑的前面的目标已经定下来。
Who sets this race?
谁设定这个奔跑的？
It's Jesus. He's the author and perfecter of our faith. He's the one that we follow on this race.
是耶稣，因为他是我们这个信心的创始和成终者，他为我们设定这个路程。
And on this race.
在这个奔跑的过程中
，We have a cloud of witnesses.
我们有很多的见证者，他们就像云彩环绕我们。
If you flip back a chapter in Hebrews, you have a bunch of heroes of faith.
你们如果到希伯来书前面几章看，有看到提到很多的这个信心上面的英雄。
And they testify to us the kind of faith walk that we must have.
他们告诉你们这个信心的旅程是怎么样去走的。
But I think for us, for the graduating seniors, it's not just the heroes of faith that you have as witnesses.
我想对我们这个毕业的年轻人来说，不仅仅是信心的这个问题。
You also have people in this church. You have your parents who can witness to you the goodness of God.
你可以从教会里的你的父母，甚至教会里一些很多兄弟姊妹，你能看到这个信心的力量。
On this race, there are things that hinder us, and there are sins that entangle us.
在这个奔跑的过程中，我们有一些事情阻扰我们，也有一些罪缠绕我们。
As you look forward in your life, as you see where God is leading you,
当你往过你前面的生活的时候，你会看到
You need to be careful of things that might hold you back from where God is leading you. The most obvious is sins. Because it is Jesus who we're following, any sin destroys or hurts our relationship with Jesus. But there are also other things that that hold us back.
They
may not be specifically sinful, but we're often distracted from the race for very various things that may be.
但是我们可能会受他们的这个一些干扰，我们会忘记我们的目标。
Maybe taking out of context. For example, if you love sports, it may be good.
也许像这个运动。
But if God is calling you to do something more than playing basketball all day, then there are other things that hinder us. We need to be careful how we live our lives, how we spend our time.
当比如打篮球这个事情的话，就你要认真考虑神要你安排你的这个生活到底哪个是更重要的。
Finally, the one that we look forward to is Jesus. As we run this race, as you walk through life, look to Jesus.
最重要的是，我们最终的目标是在耶稣身上。
Look at his example.
看看他的例子。
Who, in this, specifically here, the joy that was set before him endured the cross.
耶稣自己给我们一个例子，因为他忍受十字架的痛苦。
So when you go through difficult times, you know that there's joy when you obey God.
所以你们碰到一些困难的时候，你们会驯服神，这样你们才有喜乐。
Look toward Jesus as you have various questions that come up in your life. And you don't know what to do. Look for direction from Him. Finally, from this passage, we see that life is not a sprint, it's an endurance race, it's a marathon.
我们也能看到，从这里面看到这个生活不是一个长期不断的一个奔跑，而不是一个很快的一个过程。
Faith is not something you do in youth group.
信心不仅仅是你们就在这个青少年团契的时候做。
It's not just something in fellowship in college.
也不仅仅是一个在大学的团契里面。
But your faith to follow Jesus is a lifelong commitment.
你的对神的对耶稣的信心是你一个全一生的这个追求的过程。
The next principle I want you to have is to be grounded in the truth.
第二个原则我想给你们的是，以真理作为你们的根基。Be
grounded in the truth as revealed in the scriptures.
这个以真理作为根，以圣经作为根基是在下面这个经文里面可以提到。
Paul writes to Timothy this, but for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work.
在提摩太后书第三章十四到十七节是这么说的，但你们所学习的、所确信的，要存在心里，因为你知道是跟谁学的，并且知道你是从小明白圣经。这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。圣经都是神所默示的，于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
Stand firm in the truth.
在真理上面扎根。
As Alex reminded, he's seen many of you since you were in nursery, and since then we've been teaching you about the Bible.
就像Alex提到的一样，他看到你们很多是从你们在很小的时候就看到你们长大。The
scriptures is our source of truth about God.
圣经是神将我们默示的。
We need to treasure it, We need to trust God and His Word, and we need to continue studying in God's Word.
我们要宝贝这个圣经，我们也要遵守圣经，我们要用它指导我们的生活。
The Bibles are truth for information about our salvation, how we can be saved.
圣经是我们的一个指导，是我们的给我们的很多信息的这个。
It can show us how to live godly lives.
它也告诉我们怎么样过圣洁的生活。
It contains truth, all the truth that we need to live godly lives.
也包含了所有的真理，所有的我们需要过我们的生活的这个真理。
Now, you don't have textbooks that aren't the Bible, because the Bible doesn't give us everything about life. Everything about everything gives us everything we need to know to live godly lives.
你要有，当然你会有你的课本，但是这个圣经会给你所有你需要过你的生活，过这个有圣洁生活的一个指导原则。
As you encounter more information,
当你会遇到更多的信息的时候
，consider the sources.
考虑它是一个来源。
If the information you learn contradicts the Bible, it is not truth, even if it looks like it.
当你得到的信息如果它是和这个圣经是不一致的时候，你要小心，因为这不一定它是正确的。
Let me give you an example.
我给你一个例子。
With physical observation, we can see that after a person dies, his body decays.
从我们这个观察来看，如果一个人死了之后，他的身体会败坏。
This is true, and it's according to what the Bible teaches.
这个是不是跟我们圣经教我们是一样呢？
Yeah, it is, because the Bible says we're made from dust and dust we will return.
圣经上说我们都来自于尘土，以后归于尘土。
However, if someone says to you there's no life after death because we cannot observe it.
但有人告诉你说我们死了以后我们就不会有生命，因为没有人能看得到。
And then they're wrong.
但是他们是错的。
Because the Bible is very clear about what happens after we die.
因为圣经很清楚地告诉我们，当我们死了之后，什么会发生。
The Bible is clear that there's heaven and there's hell.
圣经清楚地告诉我们，那有天堂，也有地狱。
There's a place that we can be where we can spend eternity in the presence of God in joy.
有地方我们可以，我们永远的和神在一起。
And there's a place of eternal punishment away from the glory of God.
也有地方我们会远离神，会受到惩罚。
The Bible teaches those truths that we cannot test.
圣经教我们这些真理，是不能证明的。
The Bible is a source of truth that we must stand firm in.
但是我们圣经是我们这个所有的真理的一个来源，我们要坚持这一点。
There's a teaching out there in most universities and most even in the workplaces we hear very often.
在很多学校里面教大学里面教到一些信息，这是在一些工作的地方。
And something that Paul warns Timothy in 2 Timothy 4:3-4.
在保罗在提摩太后书的4:3-4提到的。
For a time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and they will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths.
因为时候要到，人必厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒，就顺从自己的情欲，偏听好些师傅，并且隐耳不听真道，偏向荒谬的言语。
What is the itching ear?
什么是耳朵发痒呢？
Kids do this all the time, right? You go to one parent, ask, can I have some candy?
你可能小孩经常这种情况，你到一个父母亲那问要一些糖果吃。
The mom says, no, you can't have candy before dinner.
妈妈说你吃晚饭之前不应该吃糖。
A few minutes later, the kid goes to dad and says, can I have some candy?
然后过了几分钟跑去跟你爸爸说我可以有一些糖。
We keep asking questions until we get an answer that we want.
我们不断地去问问题，直到我们得到我们想要的答案。
Unfortunately, this is how much of the world works today.
遗憾的是，这是世界上很多事情都是这样子的。
In the past, universities were a beacon, a search for truth.
在过去，这个大学里面很多是要去寻找这个真理。
The first university founded in the United States, Harvard.
第一个大学在美国是成立的是哈佛大学。
Had a model of veritas.
I'm sorry?
Had a model of veritas, truth. It's Latin for truth.
它有这个 真理是他的一个在他校徽上面嘛。
In fact, it says Veritas and then Christo at is Ecclesia. So truth for church, for Christ and the church.
他说的是这个真理和教会的真理。
Today the motto is just Veritas. They took out for Christ and the church.
今天他们把这个拿走了。
So it was originally founded to train ministers in the New World since they were so far away from England. The college was originally founded to train ministers.
对，这个大学最初成立的目的是要训练这个传教士，但现在他们已经离那个目标已经很远了。
Since they lost their way, Yale University was founded on the same principle.Light and truth.
因为他们是失去他们这个道路，所以那耶鲁大学也是成立在同样这个原则下的。
And even public institutions such as University of Texas has a search for truth.
包括像德克萨斯大学也会有这个寻求真理作为它的。
On the main tower, it says.
在他的主塔上面写的。
It says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free," quoting from Jesus.
你应该是寻求真理，真理会让你给你自由。
So originally, all these universities were founded to look for truth in the Bible, and look for truth in the world.
这些很早，这很多大学都是成立的目的是要从圣经中寻求真理。然后把这个真理用入我们的生活。
But in the late 19th century, in the 20th century, this movement called modernism starts taking over.
在19世纪、20世纪的时候，就有一个运动叫做现代主义。
And truth became what you can test.
真理成为了一个你必须证明或者你做一个测试。
So every truth is true only if you can test it.
真理只能是你。测试之后才认为是真理，可以测试的。
And things cannot be taken by faith anymore.
我们不能用这个信仰、信心来。
So in what is true has already shifted by the 19th and 20th century.
在所以在19和20世纪，这个真理已经被改变，被改变了。
By the end of the 20th century and the beginning of this century.
在20世纪末叶和本世纪初的时候。
We realize modernism cannot work.
我们意识到这个现代主义不可能，好像不行。
Because there are things that we can't understand. There are things that we have to take by faith.
所以有些事情我们不能理解，我们必须要从信心上来找答案。
So a new criteria for truth is set.
所以这新的这个标准，这个 for 对这个真理就。
And this is why you learn mostly in universities today.
这是你们现在从大部分的大学里面学到的。
There's no truth. There's no absolute truth.
没有一个绝对的这个真理，只有。
What is true for me is not true for you.
对你是真理的东西，但是对别人不一定是真理。
There's no right or wrong.
没有对的和错的。
Right or wrong is defined by people.
错和对是被人来定义的。
So because they took away faith, they took away God.
因为他们把信仰拿走了，他们把神拿掉了。
There's no more, no one can tell you what is right, what is wrong.
没有人能告诉你什么是对的，什么是错的。
And you cannot tell someone else they're right or wrong.
你也不能告诉别人什么是错的，什么是对的。
So we must go back to the Bible.
所以我们必须回到圣经里面。
And as you go encounter various thinkings in university or around the world in your life today.
所以当你到大学里面去看到各种各样的思潮的时候，甚至到将来到世界上会。
You need to realize that there is absolute truth.
你应该认识到你有一个绝对的真理。
And the Bible gives you that truth.
圣经又给你这个绝对的真理。
In the areas of salvation, in the areas of God.
在救恩的方面，在神的方面，在怎么样过圣洁生活方面。
We cannot choose some truths that we like and ignore others.
我们不能选择一些真理我们喜欢的，忽略了我们不喜欢的。
Jesus says, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."
耶稣说我是道路，我是真理，我是生命，没有人能到父那里去。
Against modernism, this is a claim that cannot be tested until we die.
这个是没有，这是没法一个做测试的，只有我们死了之后。
Against postmodernism, this is absolute truth, saying there's no other way to God.
跟保罗就是有这个，就没有除了神之外没有别的道路。
So we need to be careful. Don't listen for what you want to hear.
所以我们就要小心，不要就要听一些我们想听到的东西。
Listen to what God teaches you.
要听什么是神教导我们的。
Also, do not stop meeting together.
另外就是不要停止聚会。
Hebrews 10:24-25 says this.
希伯来书十章二十四到十五节。
Let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near.
又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉。既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
Don't stop meeting together.
不要停止聚会。
The church needs you.
教会需要你。
You are a member of the body of Christ.
你是这耶稣身体的一部分。
Let me ask you, what good is a body part that's not attached to the rest of the body?
如果这个身体的一部分没有跟身体在一起，有什么好处呢？
Many people stop going to church in college or even when things get busy.
很多人在大学的时候他们停止去教会，或者是他们忙起来的时候他们不去。
And they think they're only hurting themselves.
他们觉得他们这只会让他们自己受死。
Or they think they can have a good spiritual life with God apart from going to church.
或者他认为他们可以有很好的这个灵命生活，就即使不去教会的话。
But it doesn't work that way.
但是常常不是这样子的。
Do you know if you stop going to church, the church could be missing an arm?
你知道你如果不去教会的话，教会可能会缺乏一个。
Consider how to encourage one another, how to love one another.
考虑到我们怎么样互相鼓励，什么互相爱护。
Don't have this consumer mentality when you come to church that I'm coming to church so that I can be fed, something can be given to me.Don't have this mentality that you're coming to church to get something from church.
不要这么想，你来教会是这样，从教会得到什么东西。
Come to church to give, and to encourage one another.
来教会是要给予，而且是互相分享。
If you go to church three times a week instead of four times, you're crippling your church 25% of the time.
如果你去教会三次不是四次，你会有少了25%的这个教会少了25%。
So, be the part of the body of Christ that God has called you wherever you go.
所以成为耶稣这个教会，耶稣是教会耶稣身体，所以成为这个身体的一部分。
Find a church.
找到一个教会。
And also notice I didn't say fellowship group.
我没有这里有没有提到是一个团契。
Fellowship groups are good.
团契是很好，也是很有帮助的。
But a church is a little bit different.
但是教会有一些不太一样的地方。
A church has a greater cross section of Christians.
教会还有一个有个更来自不同的层面的人都会有。
In fellowship, most of you are part of the same age and have similar interests.
这个团契可能很多是跟你有相同的背景，跟你相同的年纪的。
But when you join church, you'll find the elderly need your energy.
你到教会的时候，你会发现有一些领导人，他们可能需要你的能量。
The children need you as an example.
小的孩子们可能需要你作为一个榜样。
And you need wisdom experience from older generations that you would not get in fellowship group.
你也从这个领导的人那里可以得到一些他们的经验，你可能这个得不到在你的这个团契里面。
Or Christian fellowship needs to come from the unity in Christ, not age group, and not not what seems similar on the outside.
这个团契就是不是说仅仅是找一个年纪相仿的，而且我们是要围绕耶稣的这个核心。
Okay. Finally, know that God will be with you.
最后你要知道神会与你同在。
This poem, Invictus, is often quoted at graduations.
这段诗文经常在毕业生中被。
It's a poem quoted as humanity's quest against the unknown fate.
是一个成为人性对这个不确定的事情的一个态度，怎么样对待
？It is the image of man making his mark, wrestling his future away from the hands of fate.
是一个人他， 不屈服信实，而且他是怎么样跟命运去斗争。
It's a declaration of independence and self-mastery.
是一个宣告自己是自己掌管自己的主权。
Out of the night that covers me, black as a pit from pole to pole, I think whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul.
愿我周身乃复我周身乃暗夜，四极昏黑于幽壑，各方神智皆感戒，为我不屈之魂魄。
In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeoning of chance, my head is bloody but unbowed.
身陷险恶困境中，我不皱眉，不叫喊。命运棒打威吓中，头破血流却昂然。
Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but horror of the shade, and yet the menace of years finds me and shall find me unafraid.
此处怒于内之上，恐怖阴影暗浮缘，岁月恐吓之形象，我将无惧且无畏。
It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishment the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captor of my soul.
无事听国多门多载，不惧死这此在之策在之法尘。我乃命运之主宰，我乃灵魂之统领。
I think this poem is compelling to some.
我想这首诗对于有些人来说是很有吸引力的。
But it's not helpful for us as Christians.
但是对我们基督徒来说不是很有帮助。
It's true that we're born to sin, black as the pit from pole to pole.
虽然我们确实是在生在罪恶，生于罪恶之中，我们也是在黑暗，生在黑暗之中。
And yes, or matter, decisions do matter, or choices make a difference.
我们的决定，我们的这个。这会很重要，对于我们。
They set a course for our lives.
他们会决定我们将来生活的道路。
But we were never doomed to circumstance. We were never doomed to fate.
但我们绝对不会对这个被一些环境的现实会困扰。
In contrast, we have a God who chose to reveal Himself to us through scriptures.
相反，我们有一个神，他是显现。通过圣经显明。
For Henry, his fate was attributed to whatever gods may be. He has no idea.
神，我们对这个I'm sorry.
So for Henry, he doesn't know who the gods are. He said whatever gods may be. He has no idea who God is.
他不知道到底有什么样的神。
We have a God who loves us. We have a God who is powerful.
但是我们有一个神，是爱我们的神，是有能力的神。
In the storms, we can trust God, we can lean on God.
在暴风雨中，我们能够相信神，我们能够依靠神。
We don't need this burden to be the master of our own fate. We don't have to be the captain of our own souls.
我们不需要有这个重担，因为我们要成为我们的自己的主人。我们也不需要成为我们自己命运的主宰。
We can lean on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
我们应该依靠耶稣，因为他是我们信心的创始和承宗者。
We have a God that can be captain of our souls, master of our faith. He's able and he is good.
我们有一个神，他可以保护我们的灵魂，他也能我们时刻能够依靠。
Henry braves this bad world in this battle with the spirit of the power of the Tower of Babel.
这个诗的作者他是像是就像这个巴比塔的这个那些人一样，他跟世界来征战。
With human strength, he takes on the world.
用人的力量去对付这个世界。
Let us come and battle with the power of the cross.
让我们起来用十字架的力量。
Let us declare that we need God.
我们需要神。
And the good news is that God is with us, Emmanuel.
再好的消息是神和我们永远在一起。
Let's be reminded that God is always with us.
神会我们这会这提醒我们神会我们永远在一起。
He who began a good work is able and is faithful to bring it to completion.
他开始这个工作的，他也有能力能够完成这个工作。
He who gave his life for our sins. Is with us even to the end of the age.
他为了我们的罪死，他一直会为我们到永远。
And the last pages of Scripture promises that our King will surely return.
在最后一页上，我们有一个这个经文，是给我们一个应许。
So let's take courage and be blessed with these words.
让我们鼓起勇气，我们来接受这些祝福。
Wherever you go, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace.
愿耶和华赐福给你，保护你。愿耶和华使他的脸光照你，赐恩给你。愿耶和华向你扬脸，赐你平安。
As you go, take courage, not in your own strength, but lean on the Lord. Fix your eyes upon Jesus.
当你往前面路上走的时候，你鼓起勇气，因为你要定睛在耶稣的身上，因为他会给你力量，他会帮助你。